Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise across the country, across the state, and right here in St. Clair County, we're joined right now by St. Clair County's medical health officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We are about where we expected to be in November. We kept hearing, all through mid to late summer that we had this expectation that cases would be on the rise in the fall, and here we are.
Yeah, no real surprises. We've been watching this number grow all really since late summer on. I think the warm weather kind of delayed things, which is nice, kept people outside. But yeah, here we are. The math works after, when you grow exponentially, for every case you get two cases, it's just inevitable that you get into this kind of pattern. So here we are. We have to make sure that we don't allow things to get worse. We can't give up. We can't give up. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's the vaccines are wonderfully, and I must for myself, surprisingly good news. It is going to take a lot of work to get those vaccines out and to convince people they're worthwhile. And we have a lot of work to do. But in the meantime, we can't risk things getting worse. And that's here we are with the hold or the stay, whatever you want to call it. I don't like to think of this as a stay-at-home order. Businesses are open with the exception, of course, of places where people will gather.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, the bars and restaurants get the biggest hit, but that's the nature of this beast, where people go together and gather is where the biggest risk is going to be.
With Thanksgiving coming, next week, typically next Wednesday would be the biggest bar night of the year. I've seen people posting on social media, oh, I guess the biggest bar night of the year is going to be this Tuesday, because Wednesday is the day that they're supposed to close. And that just, to me, seems irresponsible. If people are planning one last rush into places to gather, when we're being told that that's the very thing that we probably shouldn't be doing.
It kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? I mean, when you think about this, the purpose of this isn't to punish people, but to deprive a deadly virus of host. And so we do need to, honestly, we should have been doing this all along. I hate it, but we should have been doing this all along, and we might not be here. But instead, we're kind of backed against the wall. I just want to really make a shout out to everyone who's trying so hard and those who are looking at this and just kind of dreading going back to a place where they can't see all their people. This is hard. This is really hard. This might be the hardest thing that I think Americans have ever been asked to do. Probably also one of the most important things Americans have ever been asked to do. And if not for you, for someone you love, this, So I'm really urging people, number one, don't dwell. I know it's hard, but don't dwell on all the negatives. You'll have those things back eventually. What we have to really do is take this little, honestly, just one day at a time. Make sure you have a routine in your life. Make sure you're going to bed at the same time and waking up, making sure you're eating well. Make sure you get some exercise in. I know group exercise classes are being frowned upon, but quite honestly, get up and move. Your body needs this now more, and your mind needs this more than anything. Don't physically isolate, but don't socially isolate. And we always use the word social isolate. We want, call people, Facebook people, Zoom people, whatever it takes to keep in touch with people. Even though you can't physically touch them, you can touch them with your words and for them to see your face and to know that you care. So do that due diligence. And, those who are more vulnerable need extra support and time. And if you know that, reach out, tell them you're thinking about them. Every one of us is going to have this weak moment where we're just going to say, I can't do this. And that's when our friends and our families are going to be there, hopefully, to help us. There's helplines. Check out, there's a number of helplines. Look at our website, and the CMH as well has some wonderful support resources. We're going to have to work this. Going to have to work this to make it work, but we have to make it work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And unfortunately, it's one of these things we really don't have a choice. I mean, if you choose to ignore it, it's pretty clear what's going to happen to you. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not to the point yet where we can talk about the logistics of the vaccine being distributed, but that is something that we will have a conversation about, in a matter of weeks when we start talking about.
Yeah, sure.
About
we're having a lot of discussions about that.
I bet you are.
Internally and with the state, lots of activity going on. You know, there's a new therapeutic that's coming out. I'm not sure where it's in, how long it'll take to get to us, but it's an infusion that can reduce how severe your illness is. And so there's lots of hope. There's lots and lots of hope. Unfortunately, to get to that hope, we have to go through this next phase. We have to limit how many people are getting sick, so we limit how many people are ending up in the hospital. Let's face it, we've been having a hell of a time even with our workforce, even in the past few weeks. Lots and lots of businesses, schools have struggled because there's just so many people who are, getting impacted by this.
Yeah,
the numbers are staggering.
Yeah, either got it or they've been exposed to it, and so they're unable to report for work. You're absolutely right. It's going to be a rough few weeks, especially with the holidays coming up. This is the bright spot in people's years, usually, when they look forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas and parties and gatherings, and we're just not going to have that this year. But you're right in that. I think if people can reach out and communicate and just let people know they're thinking of them, they're sorry they won't be able to see them this year, and just have a nice conversation with them, that's going to help.
Well, our traditions and our holidays are soothing to us, and there's still hopefully very positive feelings associated with them, even if it's not exactly the same. So lots of advice about, creating your pods and making sure that you stick with your pods and, bring down those holiday things. Do decorate. Kind of try and make the holidays what they are, minus all the big gatherings. Hey, and I just also want to make sure people understand that the hospitals aren't closed. They're getting full. They're busy. But please don't deny your healthcare needs. We got into trouble last spring. Maybe we did too good of a job, public health thing, stay home. And unfortunately, death rates went up not just with COVID, but also with cardiovascular disease and some of our other chronic illnesses. So you do want to continue to receive your routine preventive care services. You want to reach out and talk to your doctor or get health care if you're not feeling well. And I can't stress that enough. The point of this is to save lives, not to send everybody home no matter what. So continue to do the things that you need to do to stay healthy, short of getting together in big groups.
Yeah, exactly.
If that makes any sense.
Real quick, Annette, before we wrap up here, I wanted to point out, and I mentioned this because I saw this on the health department Facebook page, and maybe you can talk about it real quick, and that is college students who are going to be coming home, obviously with the semester ending in a lot of cases, students being sent home, Thanksgiving coming up next week. What should families with college students who are coming home be doing to make sure that that everybody stays safe and healthy?
I think that the suggestion, it's been a while since I read that part, but I'm pretty sure the suggestion is for returning individuals from colleges. And I might just say, if you've traveled, this is a good idea. It's a self-quarantine.
Yeah.
Isolate yourself from other family members. Wear your mask, even in your own household. Maybe the whole household wearing masks would probably be wise. And until that 14-day quarantine is over, I can tell you that every time I've done anything outside of my immediate home to my immediate office, I kind of self-quarantine. I back off from doing anything else. Of course, now that's even more stringent with what we're asking people to do. But that quarantine piece, that 14 days, is really important because that's when that virus can start incubating and shedding. Remember, the virus sheds before you're ill, as much as 2 days before you're ill. So this quarantine piece is essential. And, of course, colleges are hot spots. They have been now for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're just asking people to just really pay attention to that extra piece of care, of that self-quarantine piece.
Yeah. None of this is easy, right? But it is necessary, right?
No, it's not. This too will pass. Like I said, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Let's say here, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but the tunnel's kind of dark. But there's a light there, and the light's getting brighter. So it's something we all have to work towards. And I got to tell you, this is going to take off. So if 20% or more of the population is blowing this off, it's likely not going to work well for us.
Mm.
So this is really all for one for all. And I urge people to report violations to our website. We're beefing that up, and we're going to work really hard to hope that this 3 weeks is what it takes to see us plateau and see us get a handle back on this. We've absolutely lost control of this, and we need to get it back under control. So 3 weeks is a long time, but it's not as long as it could be. So,
all right. Hang in there.
Thanks a lot. You too, Paul.
Thanks, Annette. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.